Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking. Welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. I am Roxanne here with a special guest. Hi, Mia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Regina is on special assignment, but she will be back. But it's always great to talk to you, Mia, my partner in crime number
two
right here.
I'm excited.
But again, thanks again for joining us. And we're here with another great, exciting high desert individual, and we have talked to her before. Dr. Terry Walker, the superintendent of Adelanto Elementary School District, is back with us. She has energetically embarked on her second year as superintendent of Adelanto Elementary School District, again here in the High Desert. Welcome back, Dr. Walker.
Welcome.
So great to talk to you once again.
Well, I am so excited to be back and get an opportunity to meet.
There you go.
Mia.
You're welcome.
And just being able to share some great things that are happening in Adelanto Elementary School District.
Yeah, and we just started another school year, so hopefully it's been good so far.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, our families are engaging. Our teachers are super excited about the new school year. We are really moving things forward.
Yeah, awesome. And talk to us and give us an update on some of the insight of the great things planned for this 2025-2026 school year, you would
yes.
say, correct? Taking place right here at Adelanto Elementary School District. I'm sure you have so many different programs, new programs for the students returning and new students coming in, right?
Yes, definitely. So first of all, at the end of last year, we were able to get approved by our Board of Trustees, our strategic plan for 25-26, all the way for the next 5 years.
Wow.
And so we're super excited about that.
Yes.
And being able to actually dig in and get the work started. It's nothing like having a plan, but not moving that plan forward. So we're able to actually move this plan forward with project-based learning, opportunities to engage our teachers and our students in ways that they had not engaged before, or at least engaged as a whole system, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really important for us. Really finding opportunities to make sure students and staff feel as though they belong. And
yes.
so making sure we're having lessons and training that helps to ensure that.
Can you remind me how many schools are in the Adelanto Elementary School District?
We have 14 schools.
Wow,
14. Is
it
just the elementary schools or in general all?
We have elementary and we have middle schools and we have K-8 schools.
So it's a total of 14.
Yes.
So that's a lot.
Yeah. Looking at over 7,500 students.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Impressive.
Well, we're trying to improve that as well, you know, with the new homes being built in our community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Finding ways that we can engage our new families to see that Adelanto Elementary School District is the place to be.
Mm-hmm. What new programs do you have? Anything that's different from last year in regards to, like you mentioned, you're trying to boost everybody's academic knowledge and things like that. Is there anything new programs that you have from last year into this year that you're maybe just developing or coming into?
So we did start at the middle of last year, Beyond the Bell, where we're giving staff, teachers, an opportunity that may have special skills in certain areas to actually teach before school or after school. Some are teaching things like chess.
To the students?
Yes.
Wow.
To the students so that they're able to learn how to play chess and a variety of other activities that teachers actually do themselves and they can share with the students.
Well,
that's fun.
I've never heard of something like that. That's
no.
pretty cool.
It's super exciting. The teachers were beyond engaged with being able to put together a plan of how they like to present that to the students.
Yes.
And being able to do it. And so we're going to be implementing that again this school year. So
yeah.
it's super exciting to see how engaged the teachers are, but not only that, the students being able to come in before school and after school for mm-hmm. this.
Well, I'm thinking of when she's talking about chess, it's strategic, right? And you have to, you know, pay attention and think before you make the, and you can actually use that in life.
Yes.
When it comes to doing something like that. It's fun.
And yes. I like that variety too, where you know how the students are just like,
some might be, you know, bored. I mean, we always talk about school students who might be bored with school, but this is something, you know, like you said, engaging, they can take with them in future future life lessons too. Right. So it's just a variety of different things. I like that. That's a very good idea.
We're excited about it. And what's really important for me is that this is something that teachers enjoy doing. And so I'm giving them an opportunity to do that.
I love that. It keeps them excited about teaching still. Right. Okay, so how do you handle some of the kids? You know how they have different learning styles. Some kids, you know, pick up things a little bit slower than other ones. How do you handle that to bring everybody up to the same level? Do you know what I mean by that?
So we have intervention programs.
All right.
And that's one of the other areas that we're focusing on with our students that are scoring below the standard academically, that we're providing opportunities for them to engage in small groups, intervention. They have rotations at some of the schools where they, based upon where they are academically, they go into a different classroom where they're able to work alongside students that are at the same level, and they can build those skills that they need in order for them to be successful as they progress in that particular grade.
Nice. I love that.
If you're just tuning in to High Desert Dialogue, we're talking to Dr. Terry Walker, who is the superintendent of Adelanto Elementary School District, her second visit to the show. Dr. Walker, for those who don't maybe are not familiar with you, can you give us a little bit of your background? I know this is the second year. You've been the superintendent for how long now?
Almost a full year. I was appointed in November, so we're approaching that full year. But I did come in September as an interim, so I guess I could have completed a complete year. So that's super exciting. I've been in education for over 35 years.
Wow, a veteran.
Yes, I've taught elementary and middle school level. I have been an assistant principal and principal at the elementary and middle school level, and a director at a K-12 district, an assistant to instructional services, as well as human resources, and a superintendent. And so
this
it's been an exciting journey, and super happy to be in Adelanto Elementary School District. It's that diamond that's sitting there waiting to continue to be shined.
I love that.
What would you say is the most challenging aspect of your job so far in this year that you've been superintendent?
The most challenging, I would say the most challenging is the fiscal aspects of it, where, you know, we have funds, we don't have funds, the major cuts that are happening throughout the state and the country, and being able to navigate that and still provide programs for our students that are engaging and supports teachers as well.
Very good.
As you embark on this new school year, what are your goals for the students of Adelanto Elementary School District?
And it's interesting that you asked that question. We are working on my goals with my board at this time.
Okay.
And one of the most critical pieces is to support our students academically. As I shared, we have students that are below the standard, and being able to move those students up to standard so that they, number one, it builds their confidence, and that they are successful.
Yes.
So it's really critical that in the areas of language arts and math that we are really giving a clear focus of supports for these students. And secondly, I would say is our goal around attendance, ensuring that, you know, we can provide support to students when they are present, right? When they're not at school, it's challenging because they are missing information, and it's very difficult. I don't know if you remember ever being absent from school and then coming back and like, what are we doing now?
Especially after a long period of time. When was the first day of school? When did our students come back?
They came back on August, I'm going to say the 8th.
Okay, so it's going on 3 months, or September, October, almost 3 months. So how is your attendance looking right now?
So because we have this new attendance campaign, Strive for 95.
Yay! Okay, tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh. So schools, we have been recognizing for the month of September, which is attendance month.
Okay.
We have been recognizing schools that have the highest rating of 95 and above. And over the past 5 weeks, we've had a school that had 97.6%.
Wow. Good for you. Yes.
Wow.
Good.
Super
good for our students, too. Yes.
Super jazzed. And so every week, we've been able to recognize a school based upon their the highest percentage over 95. And so we recognized our school this week, which was Victoria McGaffin,
okay,
who hit the 95 mark.
Oh, nice.
And
awesome.
It was super exciting to be able to go celebrate them. They get a certificate. We give them swag bags, and every student gets a cap, a container for water.
Wow.
They get a nice notepad with pens so they are able to take notes when they go on their field trips to these
That's
exciting
cool.
places.
I've always liked a school swag. Yeah.
Because it's bragging rights. It's like a bag of bragging
rights.
It is
too. And it just motivates the students and also just encourages, you know, the parents. They can see how happy their students are going to school, the teachers as well. So just all that together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then this doesn't include things that the sites are doing themselves. Like they're having pizza parties for the class that has the perfect attendance. And really everyone pushing to ensure that our students are at school so that they can be successful.
And you did say that you have programs before and after school.
Mm. Yeah, so that, you know, parents that have to go to work early, there's we have before school and then after school till 6 o'clock.
Like breakfast or things like food programs too?
We do provide breakfast for them.
Nice.
Okay. And then tutoring programs as well for the kids after.
Yes.
Awesome.
I love that. So what's your website and how can parents and the community at large be updated? Also, how can they attend your board meetings?
Is that something open to the public?
Yeah,
or the
they
parents
can attend the board meetings via YouTube.
They want to. Oh, great.
Yeah, if they want to speak, they can send in the request to speak, and then they'll have 3 minutes to have public comments.
Nice.
As well. And so they're definitely, our AESD website has all of the links for you to join our board meetings if you can't come in person. And that actually, we have a board meeting tonight. 5:30 to until.
Okay. So you can find out that. And if you missed that board meeting, you can always find out all the updates
all you have to do
on the website.
Go to YouTube and type in AESD.
Oh, you can watch them too.
Nice.
Are they recorded? Okay,
and they're
so
recorded, so they'll be
very
there
good.
Oh, this
very
is so
good.
Awesome.
Yes.
Before you leave, Dr. Walker, we're in October. Is there any events, big events, fall events, or anything that you want the parents to know as we get close to the end of the school year, end of the year in general?
So as
Anything
we move
going on?
Into the school year, we are really wanting to engage our parents more.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been having, like, it's called this Harvest Fest, where parents come and just get information. We just had one yesterday. Please, we'll be sending something out for the next one, which will be coming up in the next couple of months as well.
Okay.
What
so,
fun.
So parents who are listening who have a student in the Atlanta School District, get engaged.
Yes.
Right.
Find out what's going on for your student. And if those of you who are maybe just moving into the Atlanta School District, if you have any questions, Dr. Walker, I'm sure you're very transparent.
Yes.
You want to hear from the parents
I
and
do,
students, correct?
Definitely. And we are going to be sending out some surveys. So we want to hear from our parents what are some things that they need in order to support them as we ensure that their children are able to be at school and come to school every day.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners of High Desert Dialogue? Any closing remarks to the students? I know it's been a great school year. Hopefully many more to come, I'm sure. Anything that you want to share as a closing message?
I just want to make sure everyone understands that, you know, our students are our number one priority. They are why we do what we do every day. We want to make sure they feel safe and supported as they come to school every day. With everything that's going on in the world, you know, just recognizing that children are safe on our campuses and that no one can just come in and do anything, say anything without going through an appropriate process. And so acknowledging that, you know, your kids are safe at school.
It's very important.
Doing everything we can to support them so that they can be successful, not only in high school, but beyond.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Awesome. Yes. Well, Dr. Walker, Terry Walker, Superintendent of Atlanta Elementary School District, congratulations on a school year and, again, many more to come.
Yes.
Can you give us the website?
Yes.
A website, again, for the school district's website.
AESD.net.
One more time.
AESD.net.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So if you have any questions, parents, students,
yes,
go to that website, find out what's happening at the Atlanta Elementary School District, and we're looking forward to a great school year, Dr. Walker.
Yes.
I hope you can come back and share. Facebook, okay.
Instagram, so.
Oh, social media, yes.
We're out there really posting some great things that are happening. So
okay.
So follow.
Follow us.
Follow, be sure to check her out, and Yeah, if you have any more, any insight with the school, we want to have you again.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. You know, okay. It's been a joy.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Walker.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina, and to our listeners.
I know it's a beautiful fall weekend
here
in the High Desert.
Fall.
Yes, well, it's here.
It's here, and we should be prepared for it. And usually a lot of people don't look forward to cold, you know, fall cold weather because we are more prone to getting sick.
Yeah, and so today's guest is returning to be with us. And we enjoy having him here with us. We've got in studio Dr. Maganti, who is the Associate Director of the Residency Program and also the Director of the Hospitalist Team at Providence St. Mary. So welcome, Dr.
back,
Good
Doctor.
To see you again.
Thank you. It's nice to be back again.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Hope you enjoyed your summer. Are you ready for fall
good.
Season?
Yes.
And that's
fall season is a busy season.
Yes, I bet.
And that's what you're here today is to talk to us and help us get ready and prepared for the fall season and winter in the way of cold and flu season coming.
Yes.
Right? And so I know there's some information that you want to share with us about cold and flu season. So, Doctor, we're just going to say have at it.
Do you anticipate a very bad cold and flu season this year, Doctor?
Having gone through COVID season, I don't think anything else will phase us at this point. But in general, flu season and cold seasons are always bad in the hospitals. Things are always busy. There are a lot of people showing up to the ED sick. A lot of admissions, a lot of waiting time in the ED, which nobody is happy about.
Right.
But yeah.
So what do we need to know about cold and flu season? Are there things that we can do to prevent cold and flu? And, you know, another question I have, the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's start with the difference between cold and flu. Essentially, it comes down to the kind of viruses that is causing this infection. Mm-hmm. Colds are very common. It commonly involves you having stuffy nose, some sore throat, some cough, but nothing too bad or nothing debilitating. Flu, on the other hand, is usually a very, very bad kind of a cold, is how I describe it. In addition to what I already described, you start noticing that you have fevers, sometimes high-grade fevers, chills, body aches all over, headaches, and as a whole, you don't feel good, you don't want to get out of the bed. Unlike cold, where you can still function in a relatively normal basis.
Right.
And there are a couple more new infections that are coming up, COVID being one of them, which we've had a bad time a couple of years ago. And another newcomer is RSV. I don't know if you guys heard of it.
Yeah, is it more of a lungs? Right?
It is,
it has something to do with your lungs?
Yes.
And what does RSV stand for?
So RSV is once again the name of the virus. It's called respiratory syncytial virus.
Okay.
Just like flu. Flu is caused by influenza virus, so it's once again a name given to a virus. Both flu and RSV can be bad. So that's going back to your question about what can we do to prevent these things. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I always say prevention is much, much better than curing it once you get it. So prevent to things that we recommend usually is like to begin with, how do you avoid getting the infection? A lot of these viruses, they are spread through your mouth, your nose, eyes, other common avenues. And more often than not, what happens is somebody is sneezing at you, coughing at you, and you get exposed to it, which is bad, I know. And two is hands, like you shake hands with someone, you have those germs on your hands, and then you touch your face, touch your nose, and that's how you end up getting it. So recommendations-wise, we try to recommend to wash your hands regularly during the day. And as far as touching your face goes, try to avoid it. I know it's not always convenient or easy, but try to avoid touching your face every now and then. And similarly, if you are infected with flu or cold, always try to sneeze into your elbow or into a tissue. do not.
On your mouth, huh? Or your hands?
Yeah. Or your hands, try to avoid it because we try to shake right. hands with other people.
Right.
So we try to avoid hands. But if you can sneeze into your elbow or your tissues, that's much better. Like when I'm at work, when I'm in the hospital, mid-conversation, if I'm getting a sneeze or cough, I turn around away from the patients and I walk a couple of steps if possible and then sneeze to mm-hmm. just avoid it.
Right.
The big thing is vaccinations. Like
yes. So I was going to ask you about that. Yes. Yeah.
So flu, we have an yearly vaccine. Mm-hmm. Ideal time to take the vaccine would be late October.
Okay.
The reason is like it takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to kick in.
Okay.
So that way you're ready for November when the okay. actual flu season kicks in.
So I didn't realize that. It takes mm-hmm. about 2 weeks before it the does, vaccine yeah. really
kicks okay. in, you would
yeah,
say?
So once you get the shot, initially your body is recognizing these new antigens and then it starts building up immunity against it. So young, healthy people, it takes about 7 days, but especially elderly people, people who actually benefit from the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
it can take up to 10 to 14 days for it to completely kick
in. Good to know.
But you would still recommend young, healthy people to get it, right?
Yes. Okay. Guidelines-wise, anybody above 6 months of age, you can get the flu shot every year.
Okay.
We do recommend it to everyone in healthcare industry. It is an absolute must for all the physicians to get it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as specific populations go, if you have in general high blood pressures, diabetes, those kind of things, definitely you are at a higher risk of getting a bad flu infection.
Oh, okay.
So definitely pay attention to that and get flu shot.
So if you have any of those things, those conditions, mm-hmm. then it is recommended that you yes. get the flu shot so and that it kind of mitigates.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And
especially even versus like if you have heart diseases or lung diseases like asthma, COPD, emphysema, any of these things,
mm-hmm.
you are at especially higher risk to have a bad infection from flu.
Mm-hmm.
So that would definitely put you at a much more beneficial state to get the vaccine.
Okay. All right. And so, doctor, those are some of the things that people can do on mm-hmm. the preventative side.
Yes.
Let's say you get it.
Yes. And yeah.
How do you navigate and mm-hmm. manage it,
mm-hmm.
right?
So once you get the infection, so firstly, once again, recognizing the symptoms is important. I know we already discussed mm-hmm. it. But yeah, cough, cold, sore throat are the common symptoms, body aches, generalized weakness. If you have chest pains, shortness of breath, inability to walk even small distances, persistent nausea, vomitings where you're not able to eat food, those are the red flags.
Okay.
So anyway, what do you do once you get it? In general, it's good to go to a primary doctor or, if not available, an urgent care doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They can test you on the spot if you have the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, they can prescribe you medications, most commonly the Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the Tamiflu is it works the best when given within the first 48 hours of symptoms.
Okay.
Can we give it after that? Yes, we can, but it has not been shown to be as effective as if it is started within the first 48 hours.
Okay.
So people who get Tamiflu in the first 48 hours, their whole illness usually lasts around 4 to 5 days, and it's very mild compared to those who don't get it. In those who don't get it, it can last up to 10 to 14 days. Usually the symptoms are more rough.
So
it's always good if you can get it.
So when you start to really feel the onset mm-hmm. of those symptoms, then that's the window where you want to go.
Yes. Do not
and
delay.
See either your primary or go to urgent care. And then you're in within that window of being yes. able to get the
medication.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
It's a 5-day course.
Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else in terms of, I got it, you know, the chicken soup?
Yes. Essentially, I would say do whatever makes you comfortable. a lot of times when you have these things, it's easier to eat chicken soup. That's the reason everybody recommends it.
Right.
It's easy for your body to digest it. Especially sometimes influenza can also cause GI symptoms. Like I was mentioning, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Mm-hmm. So it goes easy on your whole body. And the other things, definitely take some rest. Hydrate yourself. Drinking water is very important. Like a lot of times when you're sick, you don't want to get out of the bed. You just want to stay in there. But no, try to get yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
Move around and drink as much as possible. And another thing would be making sure that the carbon monoxide monitors in the home are working.
Yes.
In a good state. Because some kind of heaters, they do generate carbon monoxide. So it's important to make sure that the alarms are, or the batteries are replaced, and make sure that the equipment is working.
Right. And that's a good time of year to do that. You know, we're going into the winter season, and so, you know, twice a year if you check, or, you know, kind of we do the spring cleaning and prep for spring. So now this is part of that whole winterizing type of thing. Well, Doctor, I really want to thank you for all of this information you've shared. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that we know?
No, in general, I would just say stay healthy, eat well, diet, keep hydrated. Exercise is always good. Make sure, even in the winters, you're trying to put in that effort to exercise, even though it's cold.
Move,
nobody
right?
wants to go outside.
Yes.
And one last thing I would say is there is something called seasonal affective disorder.
Okay.
That people do tend to get more depressed in winters when they're not exposed to as much sunlight. So keep an eye on your family. Keep an eye on your friends. Make sure that they're not going through depression.
That is really an important issue for us to make sure becomes top of mind, because you're right, you know, we lose daylight saving time, so it gets darker earlier, it stays darker longer, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, you know, that can also add to that sense of depression.
Exactly.
You know, even though we've come out of COVID, you know, there are especially a lot of our seniors who are experiencing isolation. And so that is a very good point, Doctor. So we want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Hope that you'll come back. We, Roxanne and I, plan on surviving the winter.
We'll try.
Me too, in the hospital.
Yes, and we'll send out positive thoughts for you that you will survive that, being in the hospital. We really want to thank you for always coming and sharing such valuable tips and information. And we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. It was nice seeing you guys again.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by the W. Grayson Consulting Group. Get the new people management development book, Manage People Better, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. We can all manage people better. For more information, contact W. Grayson Consulting Group at 818-384-5076. It's an excellent gift for yourself or the people manager in your life. We'll talk to you next weekend.